This is an executive summary of state taxation of right dividends, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Most discussions of right taxation focus on the federal picture, ordinary income treatment of most right dividends, the 20% Section 199A deduction on qualified right dividends, and the breakdown reported on Form 1099 division. But for many investors, state income tax is the second layer that quietly reduces the cash they actually keep. States generally tax right dividends as ordinary income at the state's own rate, but the treatment varies widely. Some states impose high rates, others impose none, and most do not mirror the federal 20% deduction at the state level. Where you live, where the income is sourced, and how you hold your right shares all affect your net, after-tax, yield. This guide explains why state treatment of right dividends varies, how high tax and no income tax states differ, the multi-state sourcing issues that can arise, the effect on net yield, and how to plan around state taxes. State tax rules vary by state and change over time. This is general educational information, not tax advice, so verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.